if all you did was say Anthony Davis is worth, what, about 5 points, you could say, well, you add 5 to the Lakers' current number. But I would make the case Anthony Davis to the Lakers is potentially a 2+2=5 situation.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We start in the NBA, where the NBA rumor mill was buzzing all throughout Wednesday with talk of Anthony Davis to the Lakers, the potential, how could it get done, how could it happen. RJ, what is the Vegas perspective on the Anthony Davis rumors to LA?
Yeah, a ton of NFL and college football for the show, but we're going to start with our one and only basketball story. Fez, you're a specialist in the NFL, two-time Super Contest champion, only guy ever to do that. And we'll say in counting, because team pregame is now favored to win another. Almost unbelievable, but not really. Very believable. And we'll be talking about that $640,000 prize we're now favored to grab up here, Fez. Wait, I'm distracted. Do we even want to talk Anthony Davis?
I was up till 2 a.m. working on my NFL notes.
Yeah, so let's do it.
I'll do the best I can.
But no doubt, NBA is your second love, and you originate in the NBA. And what does originating mean in Vegas? It means betting your own opinion. Most bettors, most smart bettors, they aggregate others' opinions. Brad Powell, I don't know enough to win a college football. Not even close. But give me Brad Powers. Give me other pregame pros, and I'm going to find a way to win, right? But when you originate, you're the source of the winners. You originate in the NBA. So let's start with the simple question. If Anthony Davis went to the Lakers, and let's assume they don't lose anything. They're going to lose multiple players, but we don't know who, so let's not even speculate. If Davis goes to the Lakers, and then we say to the next day, let's start a draft. Who's going to win the title? Where's the Lakers on that list?
The Lakers jump up to the number 2 choice.
Number 2. And I'm assuming Golden State's one.
Yes.
All right. So you're saying Warriors still favored, Lakers second.
Correct.
I agree with that. I mean, I've heard people say, I think they're wacky, but I've heard people say that, oh, maybe they'd be about equal to Toronto. You know, like the Lakers with Andy. You know, Brad, that seems crazy, doesn't it?
It does.
But have you heard that, Fat?
I have heard that.
And to me, it's something where maybe in the regular season you can make that case. Maybe if all you did was say Anthony Davis is worth, what, about 5 points, you could say, well, you add 5 to the Lakers' current number. But I would make the case Anthony Davis to the Lakers is potentially a 2+2=5 situation. Meaning, you've got the greatest basketball mind of the century, I think it's fair to say, but certainly playing today, LeBron James. He, if he wants to, can bring the best out of anyone because he's so multidimensional. He can do so much, LeBron. It's what can you do best? I'll make sure you get a chance to do that. And I'll fill in. It's like the guy that can do every job on the floor of the plant. Well, who's missing today? Okay, he's sick. I'll do his job. LeBron is like that utility knife that can do everything. And when he's motivated, he's going to let Anthony Davis be the best Anthony Davis he could be. And some would make the case Anthony Davis is the second best player in the NBA right now. Where would you put him?
I would put him number 2, actually.
Behind LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron's clear-cut still number 1. I don't know if that's going to last another year.
Well, again, it's all Father Time is undefeated, but today he's the best player in the NBA.
Yes.
And wow, so this would be the two best players in the NBA on the same team. Has that ever been the case?
Shaq and Kobe?
But was Kobe the second best player? I mean, Tim Duncan was better than Kobe at that point, I would make the case. But again, people could make the case Durant's better than but this could be the first time, you know, since 1980, let's say, Bird Magic, that the two best players are on the same team. But still, Golden State would be favored?
Yeah, because Durant and Curry are in the top 5 here.
Okay, so now after that, let's look at the Lakers' depth right now. RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas, talking about Anthony Davis possibly going to the Lakers. How would Vegas react? Jonas, let me ask you this. Right now, where do you put Anthony Davis?
Top three. I would put LeBron.
Is Durant the other one?
LeBron, Durant, and then Anthony Davis. Yeah.
So you got, and you'd have Durant ahead?
Yes.
Boy, when you look at the numbers with the Warriors, when Durant's out and they don't seem to miss a beat, and when Steph's out, they are like, what, an average team?
Yeah, they're slightly above 500. You could clearly make the case Durant, best player in the NBA. He's not even the best player in his own team.
Well, yeah, and maybe not best player in the NBA, but maybe second. I think a lot of people think second. So how in the heck can Durant be that good and not seem to matter to the Warriors?
It's strange. I've been trying to figure that out. I remember this.
Does it make you question your assumption?
No. I still think he's the second best player. And also because, look, maybe it's a recency bias. We've seen him 2 years in a row be the best player in the biggest games facing LeBron James. I still have LeBron slightly ahead of him, but I think Durant's number two.
Oh, I tell you, but wouldn't you make the case prior to coming to Golden State, Durant underperformed in the playoffs?
Yeah, and I think the...
add up his career, he's a underperformer in the playoffs, Durant.
Yeah, but his last two moments in the playoffs are pretty significant.
Oh, that seems square, doesn't it, Fez? I mean, I'm not judging Jonas, but... but I tell you, a lot of people feel that. You know, the Durant's right there with LeBron even. I mean, obviously there was the debate, was he passing LeBron? But let's look at the Lakers' depth. Right now, this is points per game. We're going to go from highest down. LeBron, Kuzma, Ingram, McGee, Pope, Lonzo, Hart, Rondo. Those are eight players. You add in Anthony Davis, that's nine. Let's just take two out. You take two out, and I don't care who the two are, really. I don't think it's going to be Kuzma, so let's say assume it's not him. This is probably the deepest seven in the NBA. So usually if you are so front-loaded at the top, look at Golden State. That's interesting. If Golden State sat their five best players, let's say there was a non-starters tournament in the NBA, would Golden State be the worst team?
I don't know if they'd be the worst, but they would definitely struggle.
Right? So isn't it interesting that on one hand, Anthony Davis and LeBron might be the two best players ever to be on the same team, at least in the modern era. I don't know about Bill Russell and Cousy and all that. On the other hand, the Lakers, even if they give up two of their current eight, would be mighty, mighty deep.
So from a pure mathematical perspective, the sum of the parts says the Lakers should become the best team. Then the question is, can all the players integrate properly?
And LeBron's a master. He's a glue guy.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Guys, it was announced earlier today that Cam Newton will not play against the Atlanta Falcons coming up this weekend and is expected to be shut down for the final two games of the year, dealing with a sore throwing shoulder. RJ, what is the Vegas reaction on the decision by the Carolina Panthers?
Big, big, and I think maybe too much. So lines come out Sunday late afternoon for the next week's games in the NFL. Now, pregame.com, we are the official odds provider for the Associated Press. 750 newspapers every day, over 1,000 websites. Oftentimes, we aggregate the market, right? So let's say we think, oh, Seattle should be pick 'em against Kansas City, maybe. Well, if the market is 2.5, now what's the market? The market is all the Vegas books, and there's a dozen plus online books, New Jersey books, European books. It's a world market for most American sports, the big ones. It'd be crazy for us to tell the AP, oh, the lines pick them. No, we think it might be pick, should be pick them, but the market is, let's say, 2.5 now. Kansas City favored, which it is this week. So oftentimes, most of the time, it's an aggregation and a weighting of the current market. We read it and provide it. But in the NFL, we have to have the world openers. We are the first line because the newspapers need the line early. So Fez, you anchor along with some others what that line should be. And you know, when you really think about it on Sunday, looking at that line, so what is a little bit complex when it comes to Sunday is when it's a team playing on Monday. Now, oftentimes the only concern is, oh, maybe one team looks great, the other team looks horrible, and you have to adjust, or maybe there could be an injury. But boy, this week was different, because if Carolina won against the Saints, they would have controlled their destiny. I don't know mathematically, but they would have felt in control. You know, we win this one, we win the next two, got a heck of a chance, would have been the assumption coming into this week, coming into week 16. But losing, it would be season's over. Dream crushed. So boy, that line on Sunday, without knowing what happened Monday, had to account for that. And the line they came out with was Carolina favored by 4 points, hosting Atlanta. So the assumption is, and I think the assumption was, hey, Carolina is probably going to lose because they were underdogs on Monday. But if they win, this line probably goes to 6. And if they lose, it probably goes to 3 or so. Well, Carolina lost. But not only did they lose on Monday, Cam looked physically hobbled. His shoulder looked bad. So the line went from Carolina favored by 4 to 2.5. Now remember, we talk about it all the time. 3, most key number in the NFL. It's the most common margin of victory. It's super valuable. And going from 4 through the number 3 to 2.5 was a big move. All right, so Carolina favored by 2.5. Now the talk started, oh, do you put Cam on the shelf? But we didn't know. No one knew for sure. Now, when it was announced today, Cam's on the shelf, isn't playing, the line went from Carolina favored by 2.5 all the way to Carolina being a 3.5-point underdog. So now if you look at it from Sunday till today, Wednesday, the line went from Carolina favored by 4 to now being a 3.5-point underdog. The simple math tells us that that is 7.5 points. Wow, Fez, Cam Newton is worth 7.5 points?
No.
So what's going on?
Well, there's the motivation aspect, like you mentioned. At 6-7, Carolina was live for a potential playoff run. At 6-8, they're virtually drawing dead. So that's got to be a downgrade of Carolina just from motivation of about a point.
Okay, so Cam Newton's worth 6.5?
A healthy Cam Newton is clearly worth 6.5, but RJ, he's not healthy.
And that's a great point. We think about injuries incorrectly as a binary. It's like, oh, do I put him in my Madden game? Okay, he's in. He's fine. No, these are human beings. Sometimes 100%, sometimes less. So, yeah, you can be out. You can be in. Yeah, that's a binary. But within the in, there's a spectrum. And looking at Cam on Monday, I don't know how you quantify. Was he 70%?
Oh, not even close to 70%.
I mean, was Cam better than a replacement-level quarterback? You know, would you rather have had Andy Dalton healthy or Cam Newton the way he was, his physical skills on Monday night?
Oh, Andy Dalton, clearly.
And Andy Dalton's what, the 20th best quarterback when he's healthy?
Yes.
So Cam was a below-average starter on Monday night.
Absolutely. Throwing wobblers, couldn't throw the ball more than 10 yards down the field.
So what we're saying is, from a below-average starter based upon Cam's physical limitations to the backup, and his name's Henke? Is that right, Brad?
Heineke.
Like Heineke in the drink.
Yeah, Heineke.
Where did he play college?
Old Dominion. 4-year starter, threw for more than 14,000 yards. Know him well.
Come on, I saw you on your phone. Don't act like that was out of your head now.
No, I mean, I can tell you stories about Taylor Heineke. I had a few bets on Old Dominion. They were transitioning from 1AA to single A. Yeah, I'm very familiar with them.
I read 9 newspapers a day.
I mean, Brad does have all the college knowledge. Well, I'll tell you this. You look at his passer rating in the preseason, it was 101, which is like a borderline all-pro. Now, listen, preseason is preseason, right?
Mr. August, he is.
What did he have, 34 attempts, Brad?
Yeah, 36 attempts. He's 24 out of 36.
So 36 attempts, a passer rating of 101, And then you got to wonder one more thing. RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas, wrapping up Cam Newton's effect on the line. You got to wonder if the rest of the Panthers think this is our chance to shine. Meaning if the defense steps up. Now, again, I think Riverboat Ron's probably out the door. And does that create sort of a substitute teacher effect? But I think there's a chance the rest of the Panthers play hard because Cam's out. Because in theory, it's a chance to really shine. Because they're not going to be talking about Cam if they win. They're going to be talking about some wide receiver or Keekly or whatever. What's your gut feel? Fred, do you right now lean towards Carolina getting 3.5?
Oh, absolutely. I think we could have a conversation based upon what we saw Monday where Cam Newton was able to generate 0 points. Remember, the only touchdown for Carolina, halfback option pass touchdown. Heinicke could actually be as good.
You sure it's not Hanky?
It could be Hanky. I really.
No, it's
all right. Well, let's agree with that.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
The AFC and NFC Pro Bowl rosters were announced yesterday. The L.A. Chargers leading the way with 7 Pro Bowl selections, followed by the Chiefs and Steelers, who each have 6. But let's get down to it. What is the Vegas view on the exhibition game we know as the Pro Bowl?
Yeah, this is an example, Jonas, of where I like to say we're not a typical sports talk show. We're not going to talk about snubs and all that. We're going to talk about money. And I think there's one clear opportunity here, Fez, for money. And it's the Oakland Raiders. Raiders, 0 players picked for the team. And Gruden, who we have talked about at length, they're certainly not tanking. And remember, if you actually look at the projections, Arizona is now 90% to have the number one pick. So if you're right there on the cusp like the Raiders are, it's almost like, hey, that's been decided. I'm not sure it would have mattered anyway. It seems like Gruden has his motivational stick. They didn't think one of us was worthy of this team. Let's go out and show them. And, oh, by the way, odds on, last game ever for the Raiders at the Coliseum in Oakland. And Gruden was on in the media talking how meaningful that was to him. So it feels like the Raiders might have a double whammy of motivation. What do you think, Fez?
Agreed. And it might even be a triple whammy because if you recall back week 2, Oakland had Denver dead to rights in Denver and had that game won and let it slip away.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.